What are like kind of like the benefits of
like what are some good
pros and cons of staying home rather than going to college and like living on campus? Okay, so I really liked the idea of like moving away from home and living on a college campus, just because I lived in dorm rooms, and so I was around a lot of other girls who are my age, and so it was a lot easy. It was very easy to make friends that way, and very easy to kind of like have that community. So I thought that was really important, like for my social growth and for my spiritual growth as well.
It also helped her meet someone.
So for staying at home, it's a little less expensive, and it's a lot more, you can tailor your schedule more around what you want to do over like a college where it's very, you have to be there at a certain time. So if you're very self-motivated and you're really good at time management, it can be really effective. And if you're just kind of a more of a stay-at-home person, it's really good. But if you like to make lots of friends and interact with a lot of people, you might want to consider trying to go to a campus. And if it's even not like a big campus, maybe like a community college, just to get some experience.
So I've been doing my entire degree online. I have never been lived at a college campus before. And that's definitely a personal choice for me. That's what I needed to do. If you need to take a year just to be at home, one more year to take it online and then go off to campus, that's absolutely an option. I mean, talk with it to your parents, think about it, pray about it. If you need to go off right away and that's something that you need to do, do that. But there really is no wrong or right way to do college. It's all about what you need to be doing with your life at this time. So think about it. I mean, you know yourself better than we do, so we can't say up here and say, oh, everyone needs to go to college as soon as they graduate. So think about it, pray about it, ask your parents about it.
Yeah, just to go along with that, it's amazing nowadays how many options there are for schooling, and there's so many things you could be doing. Like during high school, you could be doing concurrent enrollment or taking classes at a local community college, which can all transfer over and be useful once you're in college. Once you graduate, you can stay home a year and work like I did, or you could stay home and go to a community college at first. I had a lot of friends at BYU Idaho who first did a lot of classes at a community college first, or even got an associate's first, and then now they're transferring over, or they just transferred over their credits, and there's lots of options out there. For whatever you need, you can really do a mix of both. You don't have to just be like, oh, I'm only staying at home, or oh, I have to go straight out to college. But like we've been saying, there's pros and cons to both. Going out there, you have to pay for expenses and rent and things like that. But you also get to have those in-person social interactions and connect with your professors in person. But if you go home, there's living expenses that are cheaper, and then you can have opportunities there, and you can still learn a lot while you're online, as long as that works best for you. But there's lots of options out there.